The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, the 26th of June. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-presenter, the lovely Joe Dodds.
The famous Joe Dodds, I'll have you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I'll take
Joe.
The famous Joe Dodds. I'll take lovely, that'll do, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. I haven't seen you for ages and ages.
Right. Well, apart from the fact that you did take me out for lunch on my birthday.
I did,
it was
I did
lovely.
Do that, and we had a very nice time, didn't we?
We did, but yeah. You're right, I haven't been here on the bunker for
no, you haven't.
Months.
No, how's it going?
It's good.
How was
good.
O2?
O2, yeah, very good, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Although people keep saying, how was O2 like the big building, thinking I was working actually at
what do you
the
say?
O2
big,
building.
Big and tenty-like.
Exactly, but no, I was actually at the Heritage Car Museum speaking for them at a conference a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it was...
Very cool.
Was it? Was it good? Do you enjoy it?
It was really good. We were just talking, though, that I need to swap my phone because I'm not on O2, and I embarrassingly said, they said we haven't got any reception. I went, oh, I have, on Vodafone. Probably not the best thing to say.
Well, I don't know, actually. That was certainly... Serve them right, wouldn't it?
But yeah, I'll be on O2 soon, okay?
Yeah, cool.
So how are you? What have I missed?
Ooh, not a lot, really.
You're in a new studio.
We
are,
yeah.
That's a big thing, isn't it? You look very professional.
I'm fine.
Well, I haven't seen you pressing any buttons yet, so I don't know how far that stretches.
I'm pressing buttons. You know, like that duck paddling thing? That's what's going on over here. You can't see. I'm working it with my feet.
You do look like a swan.
Yeah, I do.
Sort of. But no, I'm very impressed. It looks lovely.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? A bit echoey. A bit big and echoey.
Yeah. Get good coffee down the road.
Yeah.
Just booked my daughter's birthday party. So that's
what's not to like?
Little Dodsy's birthday party. And in fact, she's coming on the show on her birthday.
Yeah, she is. I'm looking forward to that.
It's not going to quite stand up to the 400 people she was on stage in front of last year, I have to say.
Right.
But we'll have to do our best, okay?
Yeah. But you know, just the few thousand to talk to. Well,
exactly.
She's six, isn't she?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Good.
7th of August, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll accept cards, presents,
little
anything.
Little Dodsy, start. The show. Ellie will be on the radio on her 6th birthday, which is brilliant. Cool.
So, what we got today then?
Well, we've got a packed show today. We've got loads and loads of guests. A big thank you to our sponsors, Aura Tech, who are also the sponsors of the Startup Zone at the Kent and Medway B2B show on the 3rd of July. And we've got lots to tell you about that over the coming hour and a half. We've got loads of guests on the show, and we'll be coming to them as we go through the show. You can tweet us, of course, as always, by following me at VanillaWeb, and we've already had a few tweets in. Or you can call us on, we've got a new phone number. Yeah. 01303 874998. So do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're too shy to speak to me or Joe on the phone. Blimey, that didn't take long, did it? That did not take long.
So then writing it down, didn't
let's
it?
Let's hope it's for us, in which case we shall see. But nobody's waving at me yet. Mm. We'll see in a moment.
No,
it doesn't look like it. That's a bit of a problem, that, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know why I'm excited as well. Come on, somebody, phone, because we're all, like, upset now that it wasn't for us. Oh, it is for us. He's just chatting to them.
Yeah, no, they're just
on.
Having a chat. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
I'm on Business Bunker. It's Mike Lear, College of Public Speaking. I was asked to give a call in this lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. Hiya. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thanks.
Cool. So you're doing a public speaking course at Witherden's Hall, I understand.
That's right. My colleague Vince is running it. Witherden's Hall, he's doing it on Thursday and Friday, and he's sort of arranged this sort of like, he does it in the form of a retreat, because I think loads of people are sort of understand to be slightly nervous about public speaking, and so it's sort of like a chance to sort of get away and just sort of build up a bit of confidence, polish up your skills, and come across, you know, well by the end of it.
Absolutely.
That's almost an oxymoron, isn't it? A public speaking retreat.
Indeed.
But I understand what you're saying.
Oxymoron, good word to get in early in the day.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. It wasn't planned.
Hey, Mike, she does that on every show. She has a word that she gets in on every show, and oxymoron was this week's word. Next week it's penguin, so I don't know how she's going to get that in.
Speaking confidence actually usually is a oxymoron as well, actually, because I think most people shall we say nervous when they speak? That's not a problem. They should be nervous. You know, we usually find that, you know, people who are too confident when they speak actually often come across as either a bit full of themselves or a bit flat.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of the time. So you need a bit of nerves. I mean, I remember years ago I had a sales manager who said to me, I don't know what the fuss is about public speaking. I can speak for hours. And we all went, yeah, we know.
I have to tell you, Mike, that there's three people sat opposite me in this studio, and they all pointed at me when you said that. Why they did that, I don't know.
You're going to go into your "I used to be a motivational speaker" bit now.
I'm not going to tell you that I spent 18 years on the international speaking circuit. No, I'm not going to tell you that because Mike doesn't want to hear that.
So, carry on, Mike.
Yeah. So the course is at the Witherden's Hall Retreat and Spa.
That's right, Wingham, Canterbury.
Yeah, which is gorgeous. It's
lovely,
an absolutely
place.
Gorgeous
yeah.
place.
Beautiful, yes, it's a lovely, lovely place. It's Thursday and Friday. And I think, as I understand it from Vince saying that, I think that he's had a couple of dropouts, so
yeah.
If anybody would like to go down there, I think the normal price is $375 plus VAT. I think it has been whispered to me it'll be dropped down to $300.
Cool.
There you go, Paul, you could go and learn how to do it properly.
I could, couldn't I? It's about time I did, really. It would be an excuse to go to Witherden's Hall as well, which would be brilliant.
That's true, yeah.
Mike,
it's a good fun thing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's this Thursday and Friday.
That is this Thursday, Friday, what's that, 28th, 29th?
That's it, yeah.
Day after tomorrow, and so it's fairly local.
And Mike, what's the sort of characteristic of why people should go to this course rather than, I guess there must be quite a few that are around at different times?
Well, there are, that's fairly clear. I mean, obviously, as a retreat, that in itself is actually fairly unique. I mean, obviously, public speaking training courses, there are plenty of people that do them. I think the main thing that we have, actually, this may sound painfully obvious, is that we're actually public speakers. And I think very often there's a difference between training and training in public speaking. And that very often, I think, as a public speaker, I think people need to have that sort of reassurance that this isn't a theory, this isn't something that I've picked up that, someone's told me. So queries us and says, like, you know, what would you do in this situation, or how do you come across, or what happens when you get nervous, or what happens when you forget your next line, or something like that, that we've actually got the experience of saying, well, this is what we do.
Mm.
So it's fairly current and fairly up-to-date. I suppose, to use an old, awful American cliche, we sort of do walk our talk,
right.
And as far as that, whatever we're asking people to do, we do, you know, and we've suffered as well, and so it's sort of like a relatable thing that I think that we can put across, hopefully.
Great.
Brilliant. Awesome. Well, what we've got is we've put a link to the booking for that on the Kent Business Radio website, so that anyone that wants to book those, there's only two places left, listeners, so you've got to get in quick.
Mm-hmm.
The links are on the site, and I've put two links on there. I've put a link to your website, which is the Public Speaking College, I believe.
Other way around, College of Public Speaking.
College of Public Speaking.
.co.uk.
And there's also a link to Witherden's Hall, and you can book through either of those methods, and both of those links, and I checked them, I did get them the right way around when I put them on the website, so they're both up on the website. Cool, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. Absolutely
a pleasure
to hear from you, and I hope the course goes well. I'm sure it will be an absolute blast, and
it always is.
And you have loads of fun.
Thanks so much, all the best to you all.
Cheers.
See
now.
You then.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Mike from the College of Public Speaking, did he say?
I can't remember either.
Public Speaking College, yeah. Anyway, I got it the right way around because I checked
on the website.
It's on the website. I shouldn't have mentioned Pegwin, should I?
No.
Because I immediately got a tweet. I immediately got a tweet from Shackleton the Penguin.
Well,
saying, did someone mention penguins?
Yeah, well, no, that's the next show I'm on, okay?
Right.
So listen out, Shackleton, for the next one.
I've got loads of tweets coming through, so I need to read a couple of those,
yep.
And we're already running behind time, but,
he says, making out we're organised and know what the time is.
I've got a tweet from Deborah Kelland, about Pilgrim's Hospice. It's the Full Moonlight Walk in Herne Bay to Whitstable on the 21st of September, 8 PM to 10, or 15 kilometres, I guess. So you can just walk for that period of time
mm-hmm.
and see how far you get. But, you know, walk in the right direction.
How do you get home then?
I don't know.
Well, you need something to take you home when you get to the end, don't you?
Don't you have a support crew? Don't you have a support crew and stuff like that?
Do you qualify if you don't get to the end?
I don't know.
Just stop halfway?
Well, I don't suppose they care, really, do they? If you stop in the pub. Because it's £15 to enter, and all the money goes to charity, which
is... So as long as they got the money...
Pilgrim's Hospital, I don't care. Yeah, you can walk out to sea, do a Reggie Perrin. Take your clothes off, walk into the bay. Pay extra for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we've messed up their event now.
Yes, exactly. Be sensible.
Yeah, sorry, being sensible. So, it's... The Four Moonlight Walk, Herne Bay to Whitstable on the 21st of September. Sally for Cakes is doing special Moonlight Walk cakes, and there's a competition. Ooh, guess the weight. Of who? Me or the cake? Or me after I've eaten the cake, yeah.
What, you're going to do it?
Am I?
I don't know, I was just, you I couldn't like you were, I think you should.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I might. I'll think about it. I might do it.
When is it again?
21st of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I could go in training, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I might do it, actually. I might do it.
Yeah, well, I could do a bunker one.
I wonder what you're going to say then. We've been there before as well. And also, just a last thing on that, they're looking for locations between Herne Bay and Whitstable in which they can put Moonlight Walk banners up. So if anybody knows of a location or has a location, you know, like your front garden, that would be Jules, wouldn't it? Didn't she live along that road somewhere? Or is, no, that's Tankerton, isn't it? Anyway, if you'd like to put a banner up for the Moonlight Walk, please get in touch with Deborah Kelland or the Pilgrims Hospice or the people that are organising the Moonlight Walk.
Cool.
Yeah. So good. That's support really that. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, good. That's that.
We got a bit of sarcasm going on the Twitter today, haven't we?
Yeah, they're all a bit like that. They're all a bit feisty these days on the Twitter.
Somebody apparently is recording it. So can you see that?
Oh, I haven't got to that one yet. I got. Hope all goes brilliantly from Angela Bryce Stevenson, and I've got Len Liz looking forward to the Business Bunker show, and I've got Made in Kent. Starts in an hour. Oh, that's an old one. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm 47 places above you on the world's most expensive link.
Are you?
Yeah.
That doesn't. Thanks, that Helen. Doesn't surprise me in the least, Joe. That does only 47. We've had a tweet from Audra as well. Have a good radio show today, and I'll see you in the
Audra.
Studio next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Audra's here next week. I've got an email that I promised to read out though, and I want to do that before we go and play our first bit of tunage.
Go on,
yeah, Taywell Ice Creams is tied up with Feng Sushi. That's a good name, isn't it? Feng
is
Sushi.
Is it supposed to be Fang? Or was
Fang,
it Fang
Sushi, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Fang Sushi.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Cool,
the
yeah.
chain of Japanese restaurants in London, in order to deliver to their customers unusual Asian-style ice creams and sorbet.
Wow.
There are such flavours as Japanese green tea ice cream, kaffir lime leaf and coconut ice cream, sweet chestnut, chocolate and wasabi sorbet.
Yeah.
Have you never had chocolate?
Oh, you're one of those like chocolate chili persons.
Yeah,
like people. I love
wasabi. Mm. And for those of you who don't know, it's really hot Japanese horseradish.
Yeah.
And the very first time I ever had wasabi was in a chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
chocolate and wasabi, to name a few, and black sesame will be joining them shortly. The company, that's Taywell Ice Creams, from Paddockwood, Tunbridge Wells.
Mm-hmm.
The company is hoping to announce soon the appointment of a distributor for its products in Scotland and the whole of the north of England, as well as its tie-up with a very famous chef to manufacture ice cream under his own brand name.
Wow.
It's aiming to export its products to China and the UAE, and it continues to grow strongly. The company is unsure what extra business will come its way from the Olympics, but it's quietly confident that demand will rocket as business owners realise the potential use of ice cream as a gift or promotional product to lure in customers for marketing purposes or for staff thank yous. It's rare to be offered free ice cream, so demand tends to skyrocket when used as this type of promotional activity. So that's Taywell Ice Cream going from strength to strength. So well done to all the guys over there. I went over there a few months ago and watched them making the ice cream. It's really fascinating.
Yeah,
it's really
I'd love to do that. I used to like looking through the sort of arched window at play school, you know, to see how they made things.
Yeah.
So that would appeal to me. Can I just tell you a quick funny story? I know we haven't got time.
Yeah, very quickly.
Well, I was at the OT thing that we were talking about earlier. They gave ice creams on the way out, and the person I was with in the taxi didn't realise until we got to the train station, and then wondered why I'd got a bag of melted ice cream. And he was going off on one about how, you know, it was a really silly thing to have given him. And I was like, well, I ate mine. It was really great. I loved it. It was a really nice touch, but he wasn't that impressed. So I'd say if you are giving ice cream as free gifts, always make sure people are aware of the fact
and
at the time.
And eat it there and then.
And the fact that there's a time limit to it. Exactly.
Cool. Right, we're fast approaching the time where we need to get our first guest on the line. In order to do that, we're going to play some tunage. Yeah?
Cool. So you can dial. Dial while it plays or whatever.
I can dial while it plays. Yeah. So have a listen to this. A bit of jump.
Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back. A bit of Van Halen and Jump There. Now, hopefully, we've got our first guest on the phone. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Enjoying the sunshine in Kent.
It's lovely. It's beautiful, isn't it? I didn't know it was going to be summer today. Let me introduce Joe Jones, who's the Chief Executive of the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us on the show again, Joe. I know you've been a guest on the show a couple of times in the past, but it's always great to have you on.
Thank you.
You've got a big event coming up next week, and we want to talk about that. We're going to be there at the Kent B2B show at the Ashford International. Tell us a little bit about it and what's going on.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's actually our major event of the year, so you know, it's our biggest event in our calendar. And actually, this year is the 26th year that we've been running our annual business-to-business exhibition, so it's very established now. But every year over those 26 years, the event has grown in some way, shape or form.
Right.
But actually, I think you'll find this year, we've made some significant changes to the event, which I'm sure will really add value to both those exhibit and those people that are coming along.
Right, okay. I mean, there's a full lineup of things going on, isn't there?
Yeah, we're starting the day with a get up nice and early to start the day at 7 o'clock with our breakfast, where we've got Derek Williams, a sort of very well-known motivational speaker coming along, or Mr. Wow, as he's known.
Mr. Wow.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock in the morning.
The Wow Awards.
Yeah, I could be a bit grumpy about that time. Like, shut up, eh? I don't need that at this time in the morning.
Well, that's the idea. He's supposed to come along and motivate us all before we start, you know, before we start the day. But, you know, I'm afraid I'm in your camp, I must admit. 7 o'clock in the morning, I certainly do take a lot of motivating to get me moving. But, you know, we'll judge him on how good he does.
Absolutely.
And then following on from the breakfast, there's a whole host of things going on. We've got Richard Farley, as most people would know him as part of the Dragon's Den.
But yeah, we had him on the show last week. He was talking to us on the show, which was brilliant. He was really cool.
Yeah, I'm really pleased he's looking forward to coming to the event. And he's given up so much of his time, you know, he's sort of spending a big part of the day with us and sharing with businesses, you know, his experiences, but also giving over a session where people can just come and ask him whatever they want to about their business. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think it's great that he wants to take part to that degree and actually give back. And I think Kent businesses, you know, whether start-up or existing, can really benefit from that. So I do urge people to come along and make the most of that one.
Absolutely. Just to add something to that, Joe, as well. Richard, as you know, as well as his fame for being on Dragon's Den, he's actually an incredibly astute investor in all kinds of things. And as you probably know, I'm involved in a startup incubator. And one of the things that Richard invests in is startup businesses.
Yes.
In fact, he's invested in more startup businesses in the UK than any other person. And one of the great things is he's been an inspiration to me. He wrote a book called Taming the Lion, which I highly recommend. It's a fantastic book on investing. But I thought I just wanted to mention that because, a lot of the stuff that Richard talks about is absolutely valuable.
I mean, bear in mind this year as well, we've got the startup zone. So, you know, I think for them particularly, you know, it will be a fantastic opportunity to get to meet and speak with Richard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And Auratech, who I believe are the sponsors of the startup zone.
Yes, they are. They've been fantastic in their sponsorship and support this year of startup businesses. I think that's the one thing that I've noticed more this year than any others. Actually, the amount of support and business, you know, local business, local entrepreneurs that are actually taking part in the event this year.
Right.
And I think that's great. I mean, we've got the entrepreneurs panel, which you well know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's being chaired by a local entrepreneur.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's great to have, you know, real life. It's great to hear from people like Richard, but that's real aspirational stuff. But, you know, to have local people who we know, who we can work alongside, who have really made great successes of their businesses, people we you know, are within our reach to achieve what they've achieved, I think it's great. So I'm really grateful for everybody for their support.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think would be great in the evening, we're finishing with a dinner, and we've actually got Joe Fairley from Green and Black coming to speak. And I think she'd be a great speaker. And
is that the chocolate company?
Yes, it is. Yes. And I have it on good authority. She's bringing some samples with her. So
blimey.
So, but also it's their 21st anniversary of Green and Black. So
cool.
You know, they're also something to celebrate as well. But I think this year, I think the event has got something for everybody. You know,
absolutely.
You've got the early morning people, there's the breakfast, those who like to come out in the evening, we've got the dinner, we've got key speakers, we've got Paula Wayne also talking during the day, we've got workshops on anything from, you know, how to access finance by the British Banking Association, through to social media. And also, all during the day, there's business advisors, so if anybody, you know, wants to talk about any aspect of their business, there's somebody there, free, confidential, they can talk to. So I think it's a really good day to provide excellent business support from a whole host of people.
Absolutely.
And obviously a great networking opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, and also, we are going to be doing the Business Bunker broadcast from the event.
Nice.
I know.
We're going to be doing it live from the event.
Scary.
So that's scary. We're all really nervous here. We're going to make this work.
You know, that just goes through just exactly what I said to a little while ago, that what makes it great to me this year is how the Kent business community, you know, and yourselves are all getting behind it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a real community event this year.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what I think is really appealing. It's really got the makings of a great day. So, you know, I would just urge anybody listening, you know, the 3rd of July, next Tuesday, you know, do come along. There's something there throughout the day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well come along. They're going to be doing nothing else because everybody else is going to be there.
Well, precisely. Just come along and join the rest of us.
Yeah.
If they want to have a look at what's going on during the day, we've got the website.
Yeah, give us a shout for that.
Yeah, which is www.kentb2b.co.uk. You know, log on. There's a full programme. You can book on to any of the events that are happening during the day. You know, and just don't miss out, because I think it will be one of those events that everybody will be talking about afterwards, and people who didn't go will be saying, oh, I wish I'd have gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be there, Joe, and we're really looking forward to it.
Look forward to it.
It's going to be a stonking event. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to join us on the Business Bunker this week.
My pleasure.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you, Joe.
Okay,
it's going to be a knockout success, and we're really looking forward to it, and we'll see you next week.
And come to the stand and get interviewed.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it all works.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can make it work on the day.
Yeah,
brilliant. Okay, I'll take you up on that one.
All right,
okay,
Joe.
See you all next week.
Thanks ever so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. That's Joe James there, the Chief Executive of the Kent and Victor Chamber, talking about their event next Tuesday, in which we're doing our first outside broadcast. It's going to go horribly wrong.
Well, it will now you've said that.
Yeah.
Won't it?
Well, it's got to be. Even broadcasting from the studio goes horribly wrong, so I can't see an outside broadcast being any better. So if you want to be there when Car Crash Radio happens live, then tune in next Tuesday and don't miss the fun. It's good. But if you're going to the show, we're actually going to have a booth there, and we're going to have the station set up there. So do wander over and say hi to everybody. All the co-presenters are going to be there.
Can you believe that? Everyone in the same place?
I know. Frightening, isn't it? We got gingers to give away. We got t-shirts. We got
t-shirts?
All sorts. Yeah, I've got ginger t-shirts coming. Yeah. It's getting really sad, isn't it? A couple of things. We're going to talk to our first studio guest soon, Mr. Danny Tickner of Samson Gas. But before that, I want to just mention a little shout out for Billy Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Dean of SOS Computer, because he saved my life at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My Mac threw a wobbly.
Oh.
It threw a really silly wobbly. I had a power cut.
I thought they don't do things like
that. No, it's part of the mythology of that.
I'm not
a fan. I've got loads of Apple products. Mm-hmm. I love my iPhone ish.
Yeah.
Now I turn Siri off because Siri, the voice activated thing.
Oh yeah, I know. I was in a training course the other day with everything on silent, and I held my button down for too long when I was checking something out, and it beeped in front of everybody with a blinking Siri. So
well,
I
it won't talk to me. It says it just says we don't do Australian. I'm a Cockney, right? I don't do Australian either, you stupid
my
American
telephone.
My text
messaging thing doesn't do Cockney either. It always translates your messages funny, doesn't it?
Once I turned it off, my iPhone worked fine. I love my iPad to bits, but I got a 27-incher. I've got an iMac. No, don't start giggling. I've got an iMac, and what a pain in the arse that is. Anyway, I had a power cut last Saturday, and when the power came back on, the iMac decided that I didn't have a keyboard.
Oh.
Right, which made it somewhat of a tad difficult to log on.
Yes, I can imagine.
So I rang Apple support and they went, well, log on and check. And I said, no, I can't, I haven't got a keyboard.
And you're supposed to do it by thought transfer.
Yeah, they said, no, well, you need to log on and check the preferences. And I went, how? And they went, well, haven't you got another keyboard? If I had another keyboard, I wouldn't be, oh, you idiot people. Anyway, Billy Dean from SOS Computer actually sorted it out for
brilliant.
Me.
Brilliant. Well done, Billy Dean.
And I was really made up. He was really brilliant. And he was so patient with me. And I shouted and swore all over the place. And he just went, be calm, Paul. We'll sort this out. And he did. So
and
thank you for
that. You obviously told him about your little hiccup last week because he's helping you out this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and I just saw a tweet from him saying, I'm tuned in, listening, and I'm recording your show. So that's brilliant. Thank you, Billy. You're a star, mate. I really appreciate it. So keep your tweets coming. We want to hear from you. Or give us a call on 01 304 998, or send us your emails at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But I'd like to turn now to our first guest in the studio, Mr. Danny Tickner.
He looks worried now.
As fancy a guest. You know what I mean? Well, no, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. Danny, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Paul.
It's really great to have you on.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about you and your business and where you're based and what you do.
Samson Limited was incorporated a couple of years ago. We're now in our third year of business. Gas appliance and central heating installation, service and repair.
Right, okay.
I was reading that off his business card that I can see in front of us.
No, that's all from memory.
Yeah, yeah. I've got one of his mugs here and it says that on his mug too.
I'm sure I know what I do. By now, anyway, I should do. Probably 50% of our business mainly in the maintenance and service side.
Right, okay.
But now we've just branching out into installation as well.
Okay.
Been in the industry since leaving school, basically, which is quite a few years now.
No.
In various positions.
Five or so, at least.
No, he looks very young, doesn't he?
Yeah. We were swapping stories about our early... We were having a moan about the rate paid to young apprentices and how little it is and, you know, a bit silly, really. And then we were comparing stories about how little we earned when we started work, because I beat him hands down because I'm at least 100 years older.
Yeah, I wouldn't admit to it exactly how much I earned, really.
What was it,
Paul?
Go on, what was it?
What did I earn?
Yeah.
When
six.
I first started work? No, yeah. I earned my first weekly salary.
No, what do they
my first,
cows, three
my
cows.
First weekly salary was £8.10 a week, right?
I don't know what that means.
That's
in
old money. That's £8.50.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and that was for a 5-day, 12-hour night shift.
Wow.
But I was 14.
How could it be
down
day
the
mines,
and night? Wasn't it?
No. It was
12 night night shift.
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah. Well, it was day and night because it was a 12-hour shift, so
okay,
it was 6 to 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what were you doing for that again?
I was a rat smasher. What? I was a rat smasher at Turkey Mill, paper mill. My job was to climb under the machine. Oh, you think I'm lying, don't you?
I thought you said it was an apprenticeship. What were you doing exactly?
Rat smashing. I'm telling
you.
You
got sitting guilt.
No, yeah, I did. I got mallet of the year. I had a mallet and a pot of grease, and what the job was, I had to climb, because they couldn't turn the machines off, yeah?
Right.
They had to run the machines fully. If you ever turned it off, it took ages to decommission them and run them up again.
Uh-huh.
So what happened was, in those days, it was a steam-driven paper mill. It was a very old-style paper mill,
uh-huh.
And they made really high-quality paper. And my job was to climb under the machine while it was running, and grease all the bearings to keep them running, and I had a mallet to keep the rats off of eating the paper, because it was infested with water rats. So you should bash a rat. Grease the bearings, bash the rat. And it only went wrong if you got confused and greased the rat and bashed the bearing. In which case, I got told off.
You don't hear that job much these days.
No,
there might be a niche in the market.
Exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't be allowed, though, for health and safety purposes now, would they?
I know.
They'd have to do a risk assessment on being bitten.
And they fought back.
And
look at that.
Oh,
look at that.
That
happened there. Yeah, so anyway, we weren't here to talk about me. We were talking about Danny.
Can I say two really good things about Danny?
Yeah, of course.
Well, one thing.
Only two.
Well, I haven't known you long, but... firstly, he has social media icons on his business card, which for you know, somebody in the gas industry, I think, is really cool, because a lot of people are a bit sort of behind at getting organised, aren't they? So clearly,
yes, most
very
definitely.
Forward-thinking as a business, which is very cool. But even better, I'm just so excited about this, and even though I'm probably too far to get a call out from you, or whatever the technical term
for
is.
You.
I'm so impressed he's got magnetic business cards to stick on your fridge.
I know, it's
and the boiler.
So cool.
Stick on the boiler as well.
Boiler, yeah, now I'm thinking fridge because the boiler's behind the cupboard.
But yeah, they
I'm
are
not
fridge
able to
makers,
see it,
really.
Because I forget otherwise and look online or something and maybe not find you. Or am I on your social media? But how cool is that? You can put
it
on
just
your
shows you, doesn't it?
Call them up.
It,
so cool.
It just shows you. No, it's really excellent.
Yeah, tried to do all the marketing myself as well.
Oh,
as well as all the repairs
now.
And the websites. Although I must mention,
I think you've got a groupie now, Beth.
Website, I must mention someone that said that they know you, which is what's his name? I don't even know his name there. I can't remember him. I said I'd give him a mention, but
it won't work without his name though. Is it the person who does
Pip Harris?
Pip.
We know.
From
You Targeted.
We all know Pip Harris.
He helped me set up the website, and then I sort of snatched it away from him and
got the rest
myself.
Do it properly after a while. Didn't say that really, Pip. You're a good man. Yeah. No, we know, Pip.
But the marketing as well. I mean, things like the fridge magnets. The pens and the mugs and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Could you make a pen with a fridge magnet on it? Because then I'd have one next to my shopping list. We're always losing the pens. That would be really handy.
Pen with
I'd
a torch on it
fridge.
As well.
No, I just need the magnet. I just need it next to my shopping list.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Just being serious for a moment. You know.
That was serious.
Right. Joe's spotting gaps in the market. But, you know, it just shows you that how you can use social media and marketing techniques in any kind of business that you're doing, and the impact that has.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's high. Yeah.
It really does. And, I mean, Twitter, and not so much Facebook now, but Twitter is, you know, is really coming up. I believe in all these as well. Even for like a gas engineer as such, it's working. It definitely works.
Absolutely.
And I think it's still got loads and loads of legs in it.
Well, I would say, I think for people in your sort of business and similar sorts of industries, that if you're getting it right, you've got a massive opportunity, because there's so many people that don't think it will work for their type of business.
That's
and you're
right.
proving it, you know, that it does straight away. But, you know, there's lots of businesses where, you know, most people in that particular niche, if you like, are doing stuff. Whereas in yours, I guess, there's probably a limited
Very
number.
Few.
And that's why you're,
Very
you know,
few.
Getting so much success from it as well, because you're just, you know, leading the way. Oh my God, I think I am in love with him, really, aren't I?
I worked that out straight away. She's a complete tart for social media. You had a take straight away, didn't you?
That's why I'm sitting the other end of the bench.
You're social media icons, and you know I'm yours.
She's anyone's. Yeah, cool. So, just getting back to some, you know, kind of stuff. I mean, I moved into a house a couple of years ago, a new house a couple of years ago, and one of the first things I had to do was take the boiler out.
Right.
Not because there was anything wrong with it, particularly. It needed servicing, and then the people come and say, you can't have that, it's not a condensing boiler, and blah, blah, blah.
Right, okay.
So I just wanted to ask you your views on such things.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls from people saying, you know, the boiler needs changing, and the first thing I do is to ask, really, why?
Yeah.
Why do you say?
Yeah.
And it's generally because someone's been there and said before, you can't have this, or it's not, you know, it's not good.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, boilers can be repaired.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say about non-condensing boilers, they are not as efficient as condensing boilers. Condensing boilers are 95% efficient plus. So, you know, you from coming from an old boiler that's sort of 10 years, 15 years old, depending on the make and model, you can save sort of £200-300 a year in gas just by replacing the boiler.
Right.
So difference
you have to have
condensing
a
boiler in another one?
You have to have a condensing boiler now, which is a high efficiency boiler.
Oh, okay.
You can't fit anything else. It has to be condensing. Whether it's a combination boiler, conventional boiler, it has to be condensing since 2006. That's been the rule. So.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Cool. Good stuff. So, you know.
Are you struggling on more questions?
No, I'm not. I was looking at you, Joe, and I was thinking, she wants to ask a question, and if I start talking, she'll talk over me, and then you
I'm
did.
I'm still
but it was
intrigued in what a condensing boiler is. I'm assuming it's one where the stuff stays in it instead of going out the back of the house.
Now, what it is, you know, do you remember Carnation?
Yeah,
condensed milk.
Yeah,
what you do.
No, I was thinking like condensed tumble dryer type thing.
No.
All this stuff inside.
It basically, it basically uses the wasted heat from the flue gases that right. would be normally wasted in a normal boiler. Mm. You can put your hand on an old boiler with the flue at the back and you'd feel the heat from it.
Yeah.
A condensing boiler basically reuses that heat and brings it back in the boiler. So
see?
It makes use of that wasted heat.
You need somebody like me to ask these stupid questions because that was nothing like what I thought it was going to be. And that's very helpful, thank you. So how can you tell whether you've got one of the new ones or not?
If it was fitted after 2006 by a reputable company, it should be.
Yes,
condensing.
But other than that,
you will have
a new house.
The most obvious thing would be you will have a drain coming from it, usually in plastic, 3/4 inch or 22 mil nowadays.
Mm.
Plastic coming out the bottom of the boiler, and that would go to a drain somewhere. Other than that, there's no way of knowing it's a condensing boiler at all by looking.
So yes, that's why you have to call you.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
For free advice, even.
Yeah.
And always with a smile.
Absolutely, yeah. And a fridge magnet.
And a pen if you're lucky.
So, you're based in West Kent?
Yep, West Kent, yep.
But what areas do you cover then?
Quite a large area still. We go as far as probably Sidcup, southeast London, to Tunbridge Wells, going south. Going east as far as Ashford and north, really, as far as Gravesend. So it's quite a large catchment area.
Right. See, I can't use my fridge magnet, I told you.
You can still use it and get free advice, it's fine.
And you specialise in all things gas, yeah?
Yep, everything natural gas,
yeah.
Domestic and commercial. So we've got some commercial clients on, which is obviously larger boilers, industrial boilers, schools, care homes, that sort of thing.
Okay, cool.
But probably about 50%, or I'd say about 70% of our business is domestic work.
Mm.
And when you say natural gas, you mean as opposed to when people have to have Calagas and things
that's
like that?
That's right, yeah.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Yeah, you
shifted as well then when you said that. What kind of gas are we talking about here? Methane.
As we said before, I'm here to ask those stupid questions so that people who don't understand what he's talking about actually get to know. Because if people didn't know that, they might not think to ask the question.
No, that's fair enough.
And I was, you know me, I want to have a full picture of what somebody does.
I'm happy with that, Joe.
So
don't you worry.
LPG, which is, bottled gas.
Yeah,
that's a separate thing altogether.
When I was little and we used to have
bottled gas.
So you wouldn't deal with that?
No. And that's by choice, basically. It doesn't, the boilers don't work any different, but it is another competency or qualification you need to be able to work on LPG.
Right.
And there's so few around the my catchment area, there's so few of it LPG or bottled gas boilers or appliances around that it's not really worth us sort of going on to that.
Right, yeah.
To
doing
that work
or
marketing for it.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us on the bunker, Dan. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about all the things you're doing, and it's been fascinating to not only talk about the business of gas boilers and gas electricity and stuff like that, but as a business, the kind of things that you're doing to promote your business.
Yeah.
You know, and as a business show, allegedly, it's interesting to do that because I talk to so many people that go, oh, no, social media's nothing to do with us. We're not in the computer business or we're not in this business or that business. And it just shows you, you know, a Twitter, and I agree with you, Twitter especially, I think it's a really powerful medium for getting the message out about what you want to do.
Yep.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.samsian.co.uk, which is spelt S-A-M for Mike, S-I-A-N for November.
Cool.
So, and if you can Google gas boiler repair Kent, you'll probably find that we're one of the top top searches.
Cool. He's got SEO as well, Joe.
Yeah, he's got the lot.
Do you know what? He's cooking on gas.
Very good.
Sorry about that.
I bet he's never heard that before.
Yeah. He's going to punch me now. Danny, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
So, thanks.
Please feel free to stay for the rest of the show if you want to and join in with everything we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, absolute pleasure to have you here. But for the moment, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting us.
Cool.
Thank you.
What we're kind of fast running out of time as well. We've got another phone guest and another studio guest to talk to.
I haven't read anything out yet.
And you haven't read anything out yet. So I'll tell you what, do a couple of emails.
Okay.
I just want to read a tweet.
Go on then.
From Suzanne Wood, who says, rolling on the floor laughing my thingies off. Sounds like life in a northern town, A up. And she started a new hashtag, rat smasher.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, I'm going to talk about the Sandgate Journal, which is interesting, because in the olden days, when I was doing the handbook in Hythe and Folkestone, I might have seen this as competition. this is from Michael Smith, and it's the Sandgate Journal, which is a new bi-monthly publication offering effective low-cost advertising in Sandgate. And it's going to homes and businesses in CT23, which is Sandgate, with a circulation at 2,500 copies. Content's based on products and services provided by businesses in Sandgate and editorials from the Parish Council, Sandgate News Stories and our local business directory. Space is 50% editorial and 50% advertising, and the first edition will be released in September 2012 with advertising and editorial details in August. Sounds very cool. Full colour, full page advertising costs as little as £62.50 for a 6-issue commitment. And if you want to get more information, then you can email Michael at sandgatejournal.co.uk. And it's part of A Walk in the Garden, which is a company that also publish Walk in the Garden, which is a seasonal Kent Walks and Days Out magazine. So the website is sandgatejournal.co.uk. So there you go, Michael.
Brilliant.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Send me a copy.
That's cool. I mean, Michael's doing really good stuff. He started off, he did a charity walk around the Kent coast last year in aid of RNLI, which was got phenomenal publicity. And it, he's always been interested in country walks and things like that.
And the Walk in the Park magazine's really good. Walk in the Park, Walk in the Garden. Close.
Walk in the Park, yeah. It's a Walk in the Park, that Walk in the Garden, isn't it?
Depends on how far you're going to go, I guess.
Yeah.
And whether it's yours or somebody else's.
Yeah, of course. But no, it's brilliant. And he was telling me when he first launched that he had an unexpected benefit to it, that a lot of local hotels started taking it as a tourist guide. Which is fantastic. You know, it's just really brilliant how something like that kind of works out because, you know, it pulls a lot of themes together. So.
Yeah, and it's great in somewhere like Sandgate to do something like that because it's sort of, you know, nice community and communities really work with these sorts of magazines. And I really hope the businesses get behind it because, you know, Sandgate's a lovely place. It just sort of sometimes it's on the way to Folkestone or on the way to Hyde.
Yeah, it needs a bit of a boost.
Yeah,
Sandgate. It needs a lick of paint as well. But
I was being polite.
Yeah, I know. You're avoiding that, but I can't come from there, so I can say that.
Neither do I, but...
It is a lovely place, and it has a fantastic history as a seaside town.
Yes.
Like a lot of seaside towns, though, it's kind of suffered over the years because everybody started going abroad and things like that.
Mm.
But that's changing. People, you know, staycationing or whatever they call it these days.
That's right.
You know, it's got a lot going for it, and it's a lovely part of the world. So, fair play to Michael. Well done.
And Michael, do an article about the beach huts, because that's all, like, topical at the moment. Everyone's talking about beach huts and how cool they are.
Yeah, did you see that in the paper the other day? I can't remember where it
was.
No,
I was reading it in the Caravan magazine. Did I just admit that?
You get the Caravan magazine.
It was all about beach huts all around the country, and it was really cool, and I really want a beach hut now.
Well, did you see? I can't remember where it was. I think it was Muddiford.
Yes, that's
Muddiford Spit.
Yeah, that's
the world's most
it.
Expensive
was
beach hut.
Not in the Caravan magazine then. Maybe
well,
I
it may have been.
Maybe I've just offered that up.
Yeah, you see, you didn't need to do that. If you'd have listened, you would have got away with that.
Yeah, it was 100 and something thousand.
It was 175,000 quid. Somebody paid for a beach hut.
But they're really nice.
Spit.
They're quite big ones, and they can like sleep in them for up to 9 months of the year, apparently. So they're like they're not just like the little. I mean, the ones in Hythe, I think you can fit like three.
But there was no running water.
No,
in
there
it.
Isn't. No running water, no electricity, and no something or other. But there is like a communal something apparently. So you must be able to get water and stuff from there, I guess.
Yeah, but for 175. Grand, you could buy an entire terrace in Coronation Street for that. Yeah,
I know, but that's in Coronation Street, and these people might want to go to the beach at Muddiford. Muddiford.
True.
No point buying a house in Coronation Street and trying to get on the beach at Muddiford. It'd take rather a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so you hold it here first. Joey's going to go into business with Michael doing Beach Hut World.
But only if he has a fridge magnet business card.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, should I just do my second one?
Yeah, go on.
Uckfield-based The Marketing Eye is expanding. It's appointed a new client director and has also announced a tie-up with a firm in the US, which will benefit both UK clients who want to do business in the US and clients from across the pond that want to work in the UK. Marie Kemshall is The Marketing Eye's new client director and will have an important role in sourcing and maintaining client relationships for the company, expanding its footprint into the Thames Valley area. Thames Valley? That's not Kent.
And nor's Uckfield.
And neither's America. Okay, right, that's fine. We're just very international today. As part of its further expansion, The Marketing Eye has announced a formal tie-up with Marketry, a US marketing agency based in Pennsylvania. And the relationship was established via Twitter.
There you go.
How cool is that? And their website is themarketingeye.com.
That's brilliant. Now, Kent businesses are allowed to trade outside Kent now. We do allow that.
Yeah, okay, that's true. That's fine. Yeah. Just none of that mentioned the word Kent, but they are Kent, aren't they?
No, they're not Uckfield.
No, they're not.
They're in Sussex.
Anyway,
we're not saying.
Anyway, The Marketing Eye, thank you for sending it in, and we are very supportive of you.
Yeah, no, The Marketing Eye are very supportive of us as well. They send us lots of stories and lots of interesting things. And funnily enough, I've been talking to Uckfield FM as well about some stuff as well.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're having a twinning thing going on with Uckfield then, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's, Gary King and the folks down at Uckfield FM, I've been down to their studios. It's really cool down there. Community radio station down
Sussex Way.
Yeah, well, no, just outside Tunbridge Wells.
Oh,
is the way I term that.
That's right, yeah, there you go, almost.
Right, we've had a couple more tweets. One is from Solo Consultancy. Listening in, don't forget our workshop at 12:45 at the Kent Business Show. We have got an email about, we're going to read out later about all of those. Mm-hmm. But do get along. Solo Consultancy rang in and told us about their workshop last week. I'm going to try and get along to it, although obviously I'm presenting the show from 1 till 2:30. But they're doing a workshop on how to get the best out of your people, is my way of paraphrasing it, because I couldn't remember what the title was. But we got it later and we'll do that. So thank you for listening in to the Solo Consultancy, and do get along to their workshop next Tuesday, the 3rd of July, at the B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel.
Cool. We and also tweets about beach huts.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Suzanne.
I'm on one.
Suzanne has said,
GRP.
Yeah, I can make Joe Dodds a wonderful GRP beach hut. We have a mould. All she needs is a site. Now, come on.
GRP. Right, okay.
What's the matter with that?
Fiberglass. I don't know. Glass?
GRP.
Glass.
Right, so Suzanne, you've now got to tell us what GRP is.
Oh, because he doesn't know either. He was trying to make out he did.
No, I know what it is. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to educate you.
Okay. Yeah, could take the opportunity to tweet again, Suzanne, so that, you know, you get more extra
but
points.
But there's probably in a clue that Suzanne's Twitter handle is Fiberglass
Girl.
Well,
yeah, but she
runs a company called Medway Fiberglass.
Yeah, but now, there's no F in GRP.
Now, I'm just going to take a flyer on this. I'm really going to go way out on a limb and just maybe speculate that GRP is some fiberglass related.
Well, I'm assuming,
product.
But I don't know what it stands for, and neither do you, clearly.
No, true.
So, yes, please, Suzanne, just enlighten us. Thank you very much. And Michael says he's going to send us the first copy of the Sandgate Journal.
Brilliant, Michael. That's fantastic.
That's cool.
Keep on keeping on, mate. You're doing a fantastic job there promoting various parts of Kent and the wonderful Garden of England and all the walks and nice stuff that we can do.
Can I just mention Angela from the Another Journey Begins?
Yeah.
She says she's doing a Bob the Builder job on her husband's wheelchair shed. There's no end to her talents. Do you know my favourite line from Bob the Builder?
Go on.
Wendy, instructions are only for people who don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
I quote that a lot when at home. People don't follow the instructions for things.
Right. Glass-reinforced plastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Glass-reinforced plastic. You see why I didn't know that?
Somebody has access to Google.
Yeah, well, I said glass, didn't I?
Right.
I got that bit right.
Glass-reinforced
plastic. That makes sense.
Hey,
though,
I like the sound of that.
So now I just need a site. Okay. I'm on it.
Cool. I've had a tweet from DMS Graphics, Kevin Edmonds. Hi, Paul. Just to let you know that DMS Graphics are thrilled to have Caroline Edwards to be working with us.
Ah.
So, cool. Good. Well done for that. I've got a tweet here, which is a kind of follow-up to the Pilgrim's Hospice thing earlier. It's from Sally Laker. Sally for Cakes.
Saying, thanks for ruining that section by going on about whatever it was we were going on about.
Well, no, she didn't actually say that, but it's kind of what she means, really, because she's just kind of given us the proper details.
The proper version.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Sally for Cakes, Sally Laker.
Yeah.
Hello from Sponge City. Can we shout out for Pilgrim's Hospice Moonlight Walk, 21st of September, and the website for you to sign up for your walk?
Oh, that means you and me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does that mean
we
have to do it at night time?
It's a Moonlight Walk now. I'll Google it and see what that comes up with. Moonlight Walk. What time of day does that happen?
Do you think there'll be any rats to bash in your 12-hour shift? Oh, we won't.
See, you've done it again. They've gone to all this trouble to put a sensible tweet out. And what have you done?
I'm checking my diary as I say it. Yes, 21st of September. You're on, Paul. I need to call you Peter then. You're on, okay?
Cool, what
done.
You like.
And to that website, we're
to sign up, we've got to go to pilgrimshospice.org.
Okay.
And it's £15 to enter.
Okay, off
we're
the show.
On.
Yeah.
So we'll be signing up. So you've got at least Joe and Paul coming on a moonlight walk during the day. at walking somewhere.
Yes, until we stop.
Until we stop and realise we can't get home and we don't know the way back, and then we're staying there and we're having a picnic.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so that's that. Cool.
I've got another Uckfield email.
Yeah, go on.
Uckfield residents, as well as...
We've had a minor correction from Suzanne. Glass reinforced polymers.
Ah, I see. More technical.
Yeah.
Although somebody, Nigel Peacock from Meridian FM, reckons it's green and red plastic.
Nice one, Nigel. That would go with my brand, wouldn't it? Not about the green, it'd look a bit Christmassy. But yeah, very good. Cool. So, Uckfield residents, as well as people who visit the town to use its shops and services, are being encouraged to nominate their favourite businesses in the Uckfield Business Awards 2012. Cool. Nomination forms are available in the Civic Centre and at a number of banks and retailers on the High Street and are very simple to complete. Other towns are also available. I was thinking we were really going for Uckfield today.
Yeah.
So much for saying we were professional earlier, eh? That's what our guest said earlier.
Yeah, we put some stop to that. We're not having any of that. This is amateur and proud.
Oh dear.
Cool. Right. So, we are having fun today.
I keep crying with laughter.
I'm not sure that's supposed to happen.
Is it? Should I just finish this page and then I'm done and I can move on to another page and you can
gather
your thoughts?
We've got loads of stuff to read out about people that are exhibiting next week
as well. I've got one here actually. I've got Michael Martin Partnership are at the Kent and Medway Show, 3rd of July, stand number 59 in the Kent Suite. And that's from John and their website is mmpaudit.com.
MMP Audit. Oh, come on, even I could work that out. mmpaudit. We specialise in paudits. You are listening to a corpsing Business Bunker radio show on Tuesday, June the 26th, in which we've just invented a whole new branch of accounting called paudits. It's basically adding up done by pandas.
I'm so sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Well, I didn't know they did audit, did I? I just knew it said Michael Martin Partnership, that's what put me off. Oh, sorry. So yeah.
Give it another shot, Joe.
So stands number 59. In Kent Street, mmpaudit.co.uk. Thank you very much. And the last one on this page is we'd like to thank you for allowing us to talk live on air last Tuesday. This is from Sally from Solar Consultancy. And they're also at the B2B event on the 3rd and they're sponsoring a workshop entitled Making the Most of Your People to Improve the Bottom Line. It's at 12:45. And they will have cookies. I'm going to go there.
Cool, good. Can you do a couple more of those short ones?
Yeah.
And then we'll go and play some tunage, I think.
Okay, good plan. Right, so another one exhibiting next week on stand 147 is dealmeditationservices.co.uk. That's Kathy. And we have Midas Business Solutions, and their web address is midasbusinesssolutions.co.uk. So it's easier when they do the whole word, the whole thing. Stand number 146. And they offer free advice and mentoring to all new start businesses, guaranteed business growth and guaranteed admin overhead reduction for all businesses. And the last one here is the Finishing Touches, which I think you've mentioned already. They want to stand at the exhibition. They're on stand number 150. It's a new and vibrant event management and party planning service in Kent. They're fun and professional and have fresh, innovative ideas to create great events. So corporate events to private celebrations, and they'll add that extra bit of sparkle, making sure your event is just perfect. Their website will be up and running soon, but if you want to contact them in the meantime, it's info@eventplanningkent.co.uk.
Cool, thank you. A couple of quick tweets, and then we're going to play some tunage, I think, and Joe can go and mop her brow and all that. And
we're covered quite well, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Under circumstances.
We're going to talk to our next phone guest, and then after that we've got our studio guest, Mr. Neil Annis, and then we'll be done. But quick couple of tweets from Angela Brewer-Stevenson. Bob the Builder instructions, what are they? Loving the show, great workout for the stomach muscles.
I was thinking the same, although my mascara is running now.
Yeah, and Alan Noak, now accepting nominations for the 5th e-commerce award for best online shop based or created in Kent 2012. To find out about that, go to theicelab.co.uk/award. That's theicelab.co.uk/award. We will put that link on the Kent Business Radio website, as we always do.
Looking forward to it already, Alan.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. Last year was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was
great. Really good. I really enjoyed that. A guy from Google was amazing. We're going to play some... We're going to play some tunage now. We're going to play a bit of Berlin while we set up our next phone guest.
Cool.
Have a listen to this.
Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, a bit of Berlin there, take your breath away. Welcome back to the Business Bunker. Hopefully we've got our next guest on the phone, Rachel Hancock from Vision On Retail Consultancy. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely for you to join us. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us a little bit first about Vision On Retail Consultancy.
Yes, so we work with local authorities in London, all across London, and with independent retailers, training and coaching and developing programmes to support retailers, increasing their retail skills and knowledge and confidence to make changes in their business.
Right, okay. I mean, because things are a bit tough in the retail market these days, aren't they?
Absolutely. So the help is even more necessary, and we have to keep changing the way we deliver to make sure that we're able to really support retailers, you know, in their sort of hours of need, and make sure that we deliver programs that they can actually attend as well.
Okay. I mean, this program is renowned for its positivity, apart from rat smashing, but apart from that, we're renowned for our positivity, but I just want to touch on, because sometimes people don't always realise what's happening with retail. Can we just very briefly touch on what the problems have been, that are, in your opinion, that have caused retail to be where it is? You know, what are the constraints?
Absolutely, there's many. Mm. Obviously, the growth of supermarkets and sort of the express type of supermarket that's on the high street, and that's had a big impact on convenience retailers.
Right.
Also the growth of online shopping.
Absolutely.
Just generally how people shop and live these days. Mm. People have no time, and so it's, you know, they're having to shop differently, and the high street has taken a big hit from that.
Yeah.
Can I throw something in as well?
Yeah,
as an ex-retailer myself, mm-hmm. not personally, I used to work in retail as an HR person. I think in some ways as well, shops have always sort of imagined that because they have a front door and a window, that they don't have to do lots of marketing and the sort of stuff that people who don't have that sort of bricks and mortar opportunity have. And I think probably in some cases have missed out on some of the marketing skills as a result. Would you say that was the case from your experience?
Yes, I would. I think, yes, as things used to be, shopkeepers could be reliant upon footfall.
Mm.
But now it's about going out there and kind of developing that customer base, and definitely it's about marketing. And often with the training that we do, we end up going down that route and helping businesses to actually go out there and kind of get the customer to come to them rather than wait for the customer to come to them.
Mm. Absolutely.
And you can see the ones that are doing it really well, particularly the sort of, what you call, like, I don't know, artisan type shops, you know, the
yeah.
small, very individual shops. If they do it well, it's just clear, isn't it, how busy they are as a result of it. So great to hear that you're doing that.
I mean, we haven't got an awful lot of time, Rachel, so, which is a shame, because it's a subject that we need to cover in a great more depth. But, I mean, are there four or five things, or are there a number of things that people can look at in terms of where retail in general and the high street in particular are going? From a positive point of view, I mean.
Retailers can do?
Yeah, both, well, two areas to this I'm thinking of. What individual retailers can do to enhance their offer, as it were, but more generally, you know, high streets now have more and more empty shops. It strikes me that maybe the nature of the high street is likely to change over the next few years, and I wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Mm. Certainly, there's been a lot of talk about high streets not just being about retail anymore, but they've got to be centres for the community. They've got to hold events, use those empty shops in really innovative ways to constantly bring something new to the high street and a reason for people to come to that high street. So not just about retail, but other things that really bring people together, whether that's theatre, you know, art exhibitions. So many now, and people are being so much more innovative than they were before in this field.
Absolutely.
And it's not high street not being reliant upon upon retail, but bringing people in for all sorts of other reasons. And then, of course, the retail will also benefit from that.
Absolutely.
I think there's an opportunity with online marketing as well, because there's quite often times where you want to buy something now, you'll research online, and if you knew you could go locally to get it, I've done that myself. I found things on, say, Amazon.
Mm.
In this case, it was a handbag, and I knew there was a handbag shop in our town, so I then went
and
in
you and had to have it
I had
right
to have
then.
Exactly. So I did a bit of research, measured things, checked out whether my laptop could fit in it and all that sort of stuff. But then I went to the local shop and bought it because I wanted it today.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's an opportunity missed in lots of cases with the shops. They tend to lament the online thing and assume people will buy online. Mm. But actually, that immediacy is a real key for them. But if they haven't got an online presence, they won't be found when people are looking online, so they won't see it as an option.
Absolutely, and I think this is where the customer service comes in, and where the online retailers can't really compete with, and where the supermarkets can't compete with, is the customer service, the dedicated customer service of the independent retailer on the high street, that personal service.
And that loyalty that it creates.
You know, this is for independent retailers where they, this is their unique kind of selling point and what they need to really harness and make sure that their staff are consistently offering a really incredible level of service, because this is their strength.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more, Rachel. That it's a very good point that, you know, it's that source of expertise and knowledge as well, isn't it? If you know someone you can trust to ask your questions. One of the problems with buying online is you're talking to a computer and, you know, and we've all seen that computer say no, especially if you've got an NatWest account at the moment.
That's right. I think as well, it's as you say, it's that personal sort of being able to sort of think ahead for your customer thing as well. I mean, I had an example recently, so it's not just about the online. I went into the supermarket to buy some champagne to go to somebody's dinner. He's pulling faces at me now. I'm showing off it was champagne. The supermarket didn't have any chilled. And although it was easier and quicker for me to go there, I actually went to the local off-license, who I knew would have some chilled, and they did. And I was saying to the guy in the shop, I said, this is why I'm here, because you actually second-guessed what I needed as a customer, and the supermarket didn't do that, and that's why I came here. And I said, it's sad that I didn't come here first, and maybe next time I will, but at least you've got me, because you actually thought ahead about what I needed as a customer.
Absolutely.
They love customers like that, don't they? Come and start giving them marketing advice.
Yeah. No, but you're absolutely right, Joe. I mean, in my town, I live in a small market town called Tenterton, Rachel, and we've got a shop there called Liquid Pleasure, which is a wine shop. But Ian, the guy that runs it, is a fountain of knowledge. Yeah. Now, he's got two supermarkets either side of him, but most people will go into Liquid Pleasure because even you're going to pay a little bit more per bottle of wine, you're going to get something that you can trust. Yeah. And Ian will spend an awful lot of time working out what your tastes are and recommending what you buy.
Yeah.
And that is a fantastic benefit of that kind of retail.
Absolutely.
So, From Vision On's point of view, how can you, so all of our listeners that run retail businesses or are thinking of starting retail businesses, what can you guys bring to them, or how can you help them?
I think it's about never letting your business stay stagnant in any way. I think the worst thing that a retailer can do is just carry on staying as they are, and recognising everything we've discussed about how shopping habits are changing. It's about constantly evolving your business so that it's moving forward. You're listening to your customers because your customers are changing. New people come into an area, and the way that people shop is changing so much. So it's about constantly listening to your customers. What was right 5 years ago probably isn't now.
Right.
In terms of the product range, the way you display, promote your goods, the pricing, the service, everything needs to change. And it's just about really looking at your competitors in terms of other independents or the multiples, and what are they doing to sort of stay ahead, and what lessons can you take from that. But I think also it's about just really using the support of the other retailers in your town centre, and that the power is from coming together.
Absolutely.
Mentoring each other, skill swapping with other independent retailers that maybe have a skill that isn't yours, and vice versa. Talking to the council, involving the council, asking them questions in terms of what's going on and why, and what's happening and what can we do about this, and just kind of being really proactive.
Absolutely. Cool. Rachel, we could talk about this for hours because it's a fascinating subject and it's something we need to. So it would be really lovely to get you back on again. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Can you give us a shout for your website?
Yes, it's vision-on.co.uk.
Brilliant. We will put a link to that from the Kent Business Radio website. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'd certainly like to have you back on again and develop this conversation. But for the moment, have a fantastic day and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Rachel.
Bye-bye.
So, Rachel Hancock there of Vision On Retail Consultancy. We're fast running out of time, so I'd like to introduce our next studio guest, Mr. Neil Annis of Managers Pit Stop. Neil, welcome to the show again.
Joe.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. Oops, if I turn your mic up, it'll even help.
I'll say hello again. Yeah, hello, Paul.
Yeah,
hello,
that's better. Now we can eat. Now I'll turn it off again. Thanks for joining us, Neil. You've been on the show before when we were in the old studio.
I was going to say, he's been on the grid for ages.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh, go on then, carry on.
Yeah. I was going to say how much I've been enjoying the show.
Sorry, carry on. He has been on the show before.
Yeah. And I'm just welcoming him to our new studio. But
very,
anyway.
Very plush and very professional.
It is, isn't it? Well, let's not get carried away, but it's plush. Yeah. Neil, tell us a bit about you and Managers Pit Stop.
Yeah, Managers Pit Stop is web-based, as it managerspitstop.com is the domain. Mm. It's management training, which is completely free of charge, and it's delivered in bite-sized tutorials, audio-visual. All you need is your computer, an internet access, and turn your speakers up. And you can pick off different sessions as and when you want, 24 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, I'll think about that at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow
when you're waking up, I must get some training.
So, free training, eh?
Free training. Used by managers, trainers, coaches, human resource departments, learning and development departments for organisations all across Kent, but also around the world. It's used in 106 countries at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
What's the most obscure country it's used in before you ask all the sensible questions?
Let me have a look at the list here. We've got Zimbabwe, Vietnam, Namibia, Nepal, Morocco. We could go for alphabetical here, but used in Kent.
Yeah.
Kent-based, born in Kent.
She was trying to get you there, Neil. You fell for that.
I brought it back.
She's going to go, what part of Kent is Nepal in then? Exactly, Neil.
In Ashford? In Maidstone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can be international. It's fine.
No, she's allowing it now.
Yeah, I thought, hang on a minute, I'm being set up here.
So tell us a bit about the format of the training. How does it, when one accesses it, and what kind of format is it?
Yeah, it's bite-sized tutorial sessions. You log into the website, you click the play button for any subject you want. The audio-visual, I say they're Kent-based. In fact, they were recorded in New Zealand by business partner who's semi-retired and moved out to New Zealand, so she recorded them. The wonders of the internet, eh?
Yeah,
I'm just so pleased that Jules isn't here today.
Well,
we would have had 10 minutes of fresh and chirps and a New Zealand accent.
But the beauty of these sessions, unlike live trainings, and they do not replace live trainings, they only complement. Mm. They give you quick answers to some of the questions that you're thinking about or the problems troubling you. But unlike live sessions, you can stop the trainer, rewind, and get them to play it again.
Right, okay.
And again.
Right.
And again. So you have that ability to check a couple of things if you want a quick answer. But they do not replace live training. They complement live training.
Okay. And you were saying that you've got some live trainers that use them as complementary tools. Is that right?
A lot of trainers in Kent, a lot of coaches and consultants use them for themselves, but also they pass them to clients because it's completely free, saying it's a service I don't deliver, but here's some people management training. Have a look at this to complement my service.
Okay. And you may have said it and I may have missed it. How many modules do you have on there?
There's about 45 modules, about 60 templates and exercises that you can download. But also, we've recently developed some self-review exercises to review your own management skills, review your business exercises and your business activities, which are very, very popular.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And just this one's for Joe. Because of social media and all these...
rather than in spite of.
Because of social media, this is why it's in so many countries now. People are sending links to other people around the world and they're logging on and doing the review exercises as well as look at the tutorials.
Right, that's
great. Yeah.
Cool.
So your sort of target customer of those, if you like? I mean, you've said lots of people are using them. What, who would be the sort of ideal person, or who's the one that fits with the most?
Well, we developed the website for anyone that actually manages people. The website is populated purely with skills on how to manage people effectively. Existing managers, even aspiring managers, and would I say job seekers. We had an email from a job seeker yesterday who said, I think this is a great site, but I'm a bit worried about using it in case I get charged, because I'm in between jobs and can I use it? And I just said, look, it's 100% free, feel free. There is never a charge for the website use. So anyone who's interested in managing people.
Okay, cool. So how is it sustained?
I was about to say, is it rude to ask that? Because that's always my thought. I think people think that when they see things that are free, they always want to know if there's a catch.
Catch, you know, you're going to abuse my
Yeah, so I don't think it's rude to ask. So, okay. No, exactly.
Well, because of the users are asking lots of questions of support, and they're now looking for live trainings to complement the online service, what I do is partner with quality organisations who provide more service than we can provide online.
Okay.
So we look for partnership and sponsorship from organisations in locations to provide a local level of expertise and service to complement the reported stuff.
Yeah, cool. So it's kind of almost a freemium service, but not quite. But there's not a charge to anybody at any stage, really.
Absolutely. In fact, it was inspired by a book that I know that you're very, very a big fan of. It's Free by Chris Anderson. Read that book, and if anyone out there is listening has not read it, please do. It's inspiring how you run your business. It's called Free by Chris Anderson.
Yeah, Chris was the editor of Wired magazine, and his original tome was
Long Tail.
Which was a fantastic book. We followed up with Free as a Business Model, and Neil's absolutely right, it's a good read, so have a read of that. So what are the plans moving forward, Neil?
Well, we are adding more and more resources to the website, but I wanted to sort of come with a couple of exclusives for you guys. We were trawling the world of media saying, look, we've got a couple of exclusives, where do we go? And we thought, well, it's got to go to the bunker. We're in Kent,
absolutely.
We've got to go to the bunker, and we've got to go and see Joe and Paul.
He hasn't got a fridge magnet.
Yeah.
Fridge magnet, I'm taking
He's invented a pen that's got a,
I'm pleased to announce via the show, hot off the press, that we have a brand new partner for Kent to support Kent businesses and Kent individuals to develop their personal skills in their organisations. It's Mid Kent College, who are based in the Medway Towns. However, they service every business in Kent, and they are now partnering with Managers Pit Stop to provide services, support, training courses, free advice visits as well to anyone who's interested in developing themselves and their business.
Cool. Good stuff. I've got some information on Mid-Kent College that I'm going to read out before the end of the show
brilliant,
as well. So that'll be cool to link to that.
Can I just ask if you the things that you provide, what do you think is the most popular thing? So what's the bit that most managers are missing, do you think?
Well, I've actually got some stats from the site here. And
I didn't know that. That was good.
this is really professional.
Exactly.
We've recently
Top
asked,
linking.
We've recently asked users of the website, actually, what holds business growth up most, particularly in the current climate that we're in. And here are the top three answers. Unskilled staff, say 12%. 12% of businesses and managers are saying unskilled staff are holding up the growth of the business. 33% are saying an unengaged workforce. But bearing in mind this is a site to develop managers and people who manage people, 55% of them say it's weak management skills, which is a huge insight into the mindset of management and people looking to develop their skills. And the top resource on the website is something called What Makes a Good Manager. So there's a nice little linkage there. So good question, Joe. Fantastic question.
Okay, I'm useful for something, Paul.
You redeemed, just, you redeemed yourself. Yeah, we'll only publish the last 5 minutes of the show.
Which will be more than last week.
That is true.
Can I also bring together another exclusive for you guys? Not only are we now partnered with Mid-Kent College, with Mid-Kent College on the website, in the next few weeks, we will announce that every consultant, trainer, coach and public speaker in the county can upload their profile on the website to be seen by users of the website.
Oh, brilliant.
Bearing in mind the organisations that use it, some of the names that use it, TNT, DHL, Dalkia, IBM, BASF, NHS, as much as small and medium-sized organisations. These organisations use the site on a daily basis, and their profiles will be there. We're not guaranteeing that people will inquire about the services, but we will allow every independent trainer, coach, consultant and advisor to put their details up on the site
apart
in the very near future. Joe, you'll be absolutely lovely with the social media part. We're absolutely expected.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
That is fantastic. Yeah, that is a brilliant resource. That is going to be really cool.
And thank you to Mid Kent College for that support.
That's fantastic. We will continue to support that on a business bunker as well, because that's a brilliant brilliant effort. So as that goes live, we'll tell people about it and remind them of
stuff
like
that. We'll be in touch.
Now, again, it's one of these things we could talk about for a long, long time, but the show goes so quickly and we are kind of fast running out of time. Give us a shout for the website again.
It's managerspitstop.com.
Okay. There is a link on the Business Bunker website because it's been there since the day we launched, and it's been on it.
We appreciate your support.
No, and we, you know, as I said, you've been on the show with us as well in the early days, and it's a fantastic
resource.
When
we were less professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we didn't know what we were doing.
I've never had so much fun. This is brilliant, guys. I'm really enjoying it.
Cool. Neil, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We've got 5 minutes left. Stay around and join in with the last 5 minutes of the show. Thank you for that. We got tons of emails. We got loads of tweets. We got lots of things to do still. I just want to read a couple of emails. Billy Dean says, and quite right, thanks. If anybody happened to record last week's show and has still got a copy of it, could they let me know? Because that would be really, really useful. Also, Alan Noak has mentioned his BizBook network. It's all right for you to say. BizBook networking. Simply bring along a business book to swap, and that's at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Abbott Spartan Hotel, Canterbury, on Thursday, the 5th of July.
Such a cool idea. I couldn't go to the last one because it was my birthday, and I can't go to the next one. So,
but it is a good idea.
Such a cool idea.
And then Kevin Hadlow, loving the show, guys. Looking forward to treating you all to breakfast at Dobby's in Gillingham.
Oh,
so that'll be cool, won't it? We're all going to get over to Dobby's. Thank you for that, Kevin. We'll look forward to that. We've all promised loads of times that we're going to come over, and we will. And Dave Wimble, can you mention that the Hythe Looker is expanding by another 8,000 copies to cover Folkestone from next week? So, yeah, no problem, Dave. That's the Hythe Looker. They're expanding. They're going to have another 8,000 copies added from Folkestone from next week. So get into that and get your copy of that. Right. Some emails,
I'm going to whisk through these emails because they're all about next week. So, come and meet Julia and Melanie at Stand 77 in the Kent Suite at the, it says the Ashford International Hotel, but it's not, it's at the, well, it is.
It is at the Ashford International Hotel, but it's the B2B Kent and Medway Expo.
That's what I meant. We're a full service marketing communications agency specialising in branding, website design, social media, print design, all marketing solutions and more. And they're deeson-creative.co.uk. Then we've got YPS Accounting Services Limited. They're going to be at the Kent and Medway show, and their offer is that they'll save you more in tax than their fees, or they'll produce your accounts for free.
There you go, Jimmy Carr.
That is a good, what a great deal. And they are ypsaccounting.co.uk. See, I read it properly that time. And then we've got one from Barnaby, it must be, is it? I've got no finish to it, but the Brand Bucket Company. They're
right,
a winner in the free stand in the startup zone at Kent and Medway, B2B, and they are the brandbucketcompany.com. They lead a collaborative team of marketing practitioners who use a definitive model for making your marketing work. Responsible for bringing over 2,750 brands to market over the last 25 years, the Brand Bucket is now the cornerstone of a new approach to marketing. So, Brand Bucket on Tuesday next week. Stand number 54 at the show, kentcvs.co.uk, and they have recently refocused the business into two key areas, and they'll be launching Kent CVs on the 1st of July, and the website will go live then. That's Veronica. So her services include professional CVs, cover letters, career cubicles, whatever those are. What's career cubicle?
I don't know.
Tell us what a career cubicle is for next time. Outplacement and return to work support. Who else we got? Barnes Flowers. Jamie Barnes will be at stand number 54. An educational charity, CVQO, Cadet Vocational Qualification Organisation, providing certified vocational qualifications to young people aged 14 to 19. They'll be at stand number 49. Their web address is cvqo.org. Huh. Shall I just finish the last couple very quickly?
Very quickly.
One of them is the tweet up. We better mention this for Jules and Ken. The Kent Business Tweet Up at Lenley's, the Terrazzo Restaurant, Roper Road in Canterbury, this Thursday, the 28th of June, and then it'll be the last Thursday of the month, 10 till 11:30, and there's a cordon bleu lunch available afterwards, subject to table space.
I'm going.
So you can go to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, and that'll tell you all about it. They're the same people who've organised the Whitstable Tweet Up, which you go a lot, don't you?
Yep.
You go to a lot, and it's been very successful. And finally, would it be possible to have a final reminder of the event on Wednesday? This is from
Frankie
Goodman, talking about an event on the 27th of June at French Connection in Ashford, 12:30 till 2, Catering for Kent will be offering a tasting session of some amazing food and telling us more about how we can produce such wonders. And so it's a bit of a networking event with a bit of food making, isn't it, by the look of it?
Absolutely.
Is that right? Because it says it's been called out before. So that's 12:30 till 2 at French Connection. If you'd like to attend, email frankie@mpr-it.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that, Joe.
That's it.
I've got a couple of more tweets, and then I've got a couple of emails to read, and then we're off the air. We've got Alan Noak. Hi to Neil Ennis at Manager's Pit Stop. His site was on my iShop Kent 11 Red Hot Things to Watch for 2012.
Oh.
So there you
Thank
go.
You,
Alan.
Thank You're you, famous Alan. There.
And the Ice Lab are a brilliant company. Do use them, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And they will be running the iShop event this year as well. Louisa Felstead, facilitator Ken, another great show. Well done. Thank you, Louisa.
See, it wasn't that bad, did
it? No,
it
wasn't. Yeah. Dave Wimble, did you know that 86% of statistics are made up on the spot? A recent Looker survey found. Thank you for that. So there are the tweets. I just want to do this as well. It's a big hi from the Kent College Business Services. We're listening to the show. We'd just like to tell you that we provide free skills advisor visits to discuss training, business support for growing businesses. We supply free recruitment services via our job shop. We have our new Microsoft Academy, where you can offer full Microsoft specialist courses as well as technical ones like server administrator and network infrastructure. And they also offer bespoke training, and you can follow them on Twitter at MKCBDU. That's at MKCBDU on Twitter. So that's Mid Kent Business Services Unit at Mid Kent College.
And I've just got one more I nearly forgot to do, so Penny would have been really unhappy with me. The Leeds Castle Open Air Concert. It's on Saturday the 14th of July. And I'm trying to remember the website and I didn't write it down. It's something like heritage-events.co.uk.
Cool.
And then there's details on there. But I'm sure if you do a search for Leeds Castle Open Air Concert, that will come up. And there's a Facebook page as well. Really cool. They've got the Military Wives this year. How cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, brilliant. I saw that. It's definitely on Facebook. I will put a link to that on the
That'd
Kent Business Radio
Thank
website so people can find that. Get along to the Leeds Castle Heritage Concert. And well done, Penny, for organising that. Mm-hmm. Big plan group. Cool. I just want to finish off what I was talking about with Mid Kent College.
Sorry, I thought you'd
No, you interrupted me.
You took a breath.
Yeah, I breathed. They just got some of their courses that are coming up. The Skills of Minute Taking, which is a half-day course for people involved in minute taking. That's on Friday the 13th of July at the Medway campus at Gillingham. They have a Level 2 award in door supervision. That would be bouncers, wouldn't it?
Yes, I couldn't think what else.
I'm not allowed to say that, I know. Door supervisors who wish to apply for an SIA licence, any security personnel who wish to apply for the security operatives manned guard licence, and that course is from the 9th to the 12th of July, and again, that's at the Midway campus at Gillingham. There's a City and Guilds Level 3 certificate in close protection bodyguarding. I need a bodyguard.
I know.
Oh, no, I don't.
Who wants your body, then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got loads of it to go round. Mid-Kent College are the first college in South East England to receive approval to deliver City and Guilds Level 3 certificate in close protection bodyguarding, and have already successfully trained a number of close protection officers who have all found employment within the entertainment or sporting industries.
That's so cool. Just remind me of the
bodyguard. See, I'm a media star. I need a bodyguard. Obvious. Stand back. Let him breathe.
I can't see anyone taking a bullet for you, though. Let's face it.
Do you not think? Can you not imagine Jules leaping in front of me going, no?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
brilliant.
Anyway, just take this seriously.
You won't sing, though, will you?
No, I promise. The next course starts on the 2nd of July and runs for 15 days. That's the close protection course. And again, these particular courses are at the Medway campus at Gillingham, which is lovely. It's a brand new, fairly new building there.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic campus. And then there's the Microsoft Academy. We offer one-day taught lessons, including Saturdays, at low introductory prices, and these can be followed up by e-learning and live exams. And they also offer five-day technician courses in server administration for Server 2008, etc. And all of those are at the Medway campus at Gillingham. And if you want to find out any more about them, you can go into the website or you can contact Gaynor Negus on 01634 383 667 at Mid Kent College. That's Gaynor Negus, 01634 383 667. And, do you know, I think we've kind of reached the end of the show.
So it just leaves me to say a big thank you to all our guests, to my co-presenter, the famous Joe Dodds.
Thanks very much. I've had lots of fun. Can I come back again?
Yeah, I'll let you.
About 2 months.
To Danny Tickner of Samson Gas.
Thank you very much, Paul. Joe, for inviting me.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. To Neil Ennis of Manager's Pit Stop.
Thank you, guys, for making such a fun afternoon for me. Really enjoyed it.
Cool. And our two phone guests, Joe Jones, Chief Executive of Kent & Victor Chamber, and to Rachel Hancock of Vision On Retail Consultants. Thank you all for listening, for contributing on Twitter, for sending emails, and for ringing in. We all hope you have a brilliant week. Next week we're going to be broadcasting live from the B2B exhibition at the Ashford International Hotel. We hope you can hear us. In the meantime, have a fantastic time, and we will see you all soon.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusiness.com.